News and brief at Press TV. A new report says the U.S. has begun providing weapons to the insurgents operating in Syria. The action was authorized by Congress in secret votes. Well, the report says the weapons include a variety of small arms and some powerful weapons, such as anti-tank rockets. Russian Human Rights Commissioner Konstantin Dolgov says a notorious Guantanamo prison must be closed while U.S. President Barack Obama is still in office. Dolgov also said fundamental human rights are being violated at the detention center. Well, the remarks came about 10 days after a Russian delegation visited the prison. Meanwhile, the United States has once again warned Afghanistan against releasing 37 inmates from Bagram prison, arguing that they are dangerous militants who have been involved in attacks on foreign soldiers and Afghan citizens. Washington says they should face trial for crimes committed against the Afghan people. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay has voiced concern over the escalating violence in Egypt. She's called for an investigation into the recent killings of nearly 50 anti-government protesters. Pillay also urged Egyptian officials to immediately release the protesters arrested during demonstrations. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has issued a statement saying he has agreed to scrap an anti-protest law, which triggered clashes in the country. He issued the statement after a meeting with opposition leaders, in which they also agreed upon an amnesty for protesters arrested during anti-government demonstrations. Suspected Boko Haram militants have launched attacks in northeastern Nigeria, killing nearly 100 people. 52 people were killed in a militant attack on a village in the state of Borno, while many others were slaughtered in an attack on a Christian church in the state of Adamawa. The latest revelations by whistleblower Edward Snowden show that the U.S.'s National Security Agency and its British counterpart, the GCHQ, have relied upon data scooped up from leaky smartphone applications. Well, the spy agencies have been using applications such as Angry Birds and Google Maps to collect swabs of personal data. And a series of militant attacks in Iraq has killed at least 9 people. Incidents occurred in the cities of Baghdad, Baqulba, Mosul, and Samarra. In recent months, Iraq has been the scene of deadly violence, which has claimed the lives of over 870 people so far this month.